Welcome to Will It Game, the podcast about pitching crappy board game ideas to actual professionals. So today, we, Rick and myself. Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing quite all right.
Excellent. We have some really special guests with us. Rick, why don't you introduce them?
All right. These are my favorite interview subjects we've ever had, and they have so graciously agreed to join us for Will It Game. This is Margaret Ebert and Cameron Tomale, better known as Small and Medium from Barely Balanced. How are you guys?
Hello. We're excellent. We just spent the weekend at an acrobatic conference that totally kicked our butts, and so I haven't been able to move all day. And sitting on a couch judging other people sounds like the best way I could possibly spend my night.
Awesome. Well, again, we're super happy to have you guys here. So, Ryan, why don't you tell our audience what we're going to be doing today?
So today the theme is circus-themed games, because Barely Balanced is an acrobat troupe. You guys do some amazing work. We actually saw you while you were at the Renaissance Festival here in Georgia, and so you guys are going to be judging our circus-themed board games or card games, whatever we choose. So I'll pitch. Do you want me to pitch first, Rick? I think you went first.
I do.
Okay, I'll pitch first, and then Rick will pitch, and you guys mull it over in your head and think about which of these games is not the most terrible piece of crap in the world, and then judge us harshly.
Yes, please Simon Cowell us is what we're asking.
Exactly.
Decide who's good cop, bad cop.
Ooh, can we rotate? Like, one of us will be good cop and the other one's bad cop, and then for the other person, we switch.
That would be great.
I'm imagining, like, one of you guys doing, like, the Randy Jackson, Paula Abdul, like, yo, dog, like, I kind of like that game pitch, dog. Like, you got a lot of good ideas for victory points, man, and you got things going. And then Paula Abdul part is like, this is just the best thing I have ever heard in my life. And then the other one destroys us.
Yeah.
Yes. Excellent.
You did such a good job of showing up today.
I get that a lot. So my pitch is prehistoric circus. It's all about prehistoric animals doing circus things.
Basically, as they were balancing. Known to do. That's why they went extinct.
That's right.
They all got injured and,
lots of injuries.
So many groin muscles got pulled.
Yeah, it's essentially a cockroach poker ripoff. If you know that game, it's a card game. So in the middle of the table, you've got this T-Rex that is the base of the act. It's a T-Rex card. That's the base of every act these dinosaurs are going to perform. Players are given a hand of cards and with a dozen different dinosaurs on the cards. So it's going to be really nicely illustrated with all these cool dinos. The dinosaurs come in five different sizes: extra large, large, medium, small, and extra small. And a player is going to pick a card from their hand and play it on the active dinosaur. So at the beginning, it would be off that T-Rex's back. The player passes the card to the right, claiming a specific size. So it could be, oh, I've got a medium dinosaur. Okay. And then the player who receives the card can either pass the card along or they can call their bluff. And so each player is restricted to playing the same size dinosaur or a smaller dinosaur, because you can't put a large dinosaur on top of an extra small dinosaur. That would just crush it, right? If a player tries to play an illegal dino in the stack, the player receiving the card can call their bluff. If the dino can be played, it's added to the act in the middle of the table. And if it can't be played, that player has to take that dinosaur into their hand. This will increase the number of cards you're holding. When the stack reaches eight dinosaurs, the act ends, and then you start back with the T-Rex in the stack again. And the first player to get rid of all the dinosaur cards in their hand wins the game. And so that was prehistoric circus.
I've got an issue from the beginning. A T-Rex would be a terrible base because they have those tiny little arms and they could not hold up any other dinosaur. Like, I'm just imagining like the, like it's not. And yes, I did a visual thing for all the podcast listeners. I hope you know exactly what I'm doing.
I'm just thinking the T-Rex is the king of the dinosaurs. Like, what are you going to do? Have a brontosaurus at the bottom?
I think you put a stegosaurus down. It's got to be difficult. You got to step between the plates. That's how it works.
I think you tell the T-Rex that the whole trick is going to start with a push-up, and he tries to do a push-up, and then all the dinosaurs stand on top of him.
He can't do it. He can't do it.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Yeah, the idea is that he's actually in no way doing anything with strength. They're just standing on his, like, comatose body.
He's actually better for us if he lays down on his back. And they just stand on top of him.
Here's the twist. You didn't know it was a dead T-Rex.
Oh, you start on a dead T-Rex.
It comes with a twist.
Nobody said live T-Rex. Nobody said that. You're just making assumptions. Circus. Yeah.
Oh,
so. I don't know how I feel about that. Well, I think I can beat this one. Okay. My game. So, first off, to start, like, when I first heard Circus, I was like, oh, this makes sense. And then, like, I jumped over on Board Game Geek and just typed in Circus. There are 94 games that have the word Circus in them that have already been made. Games. It made, like, every idea that I came up with to start was like, oh, that's already exists. Oh, that already exists. Oh, that already exists. So, thank you for making me sad to start off with. And then, secondly...
If Circus is known for anything, it's making people sad.
Yes, thank you. Yes, number one in entertainment and sadness. All right, so what I've got here is a combination dexterity, worker placement, leveling up game. So
I love the hybrid.
Yes, so there's a game, Meeple Circus, where you kind of stack little meeples and try to make this acrobatic thing. Well, we're going to kind of expand on that. There's going to be different types of performers, and you're going to do different types of tasks with your meeples to level them up. So there will be an acrobats, and you can, you know, maybe you start with an acrobats card. You'll start with a random one. And so they'll have like five levels. And so for the level one activity, you have to maybe stack three meeples within 15 seconds, something really simple. But to get to level two, maybe you've got to stack five of them that fast. And then maybe by level five, you've got to stack 10 meeples in 10 seconds or something much more difficult, so that it becomes harder to get those higher level, points. I've got like a tightrope walker, so you'll get a string that you tie between two things, and then you've got to push your meeple gently along the tightrope to try to get it from one side to the other, and if you successfully do it, you get to level up. And then human cannonball is, of course, you just flick the meeple as far as you can, and if it reaches a certain distance, it's gonna get that leveling up. So,
I love that that's going to be like a maybe one or two game thing until you lose it.
Yes. Well, like, you know, you've got to play in a room with no furniture that has the like 1-inch lip above the ground. It's all got to be level. Well, I also like, at first I was like, why don't we just throw this? And I was like, well, that just seems like a weird challenge. Throw a meeple. So we're going to do the flicking. You keep track of the level on your cards, and then, you get paid for your performances. So if you're successful or you fail, you'll get paid either way. And then, you can buy new acts with that money. So you might, you know, add a lion tamer to your act, or, you know, a trapeze artist. I haven't figured out how you level those up yet. Maybe you try to steal a meeple from a cat. I don't know. But then you'll play 12 rounds trying to obtain and, new acts and level them up. And then at the end of it, there's going to be the final show, the big performance, where you'll have the opportunity to do all of your stunts for your different characters again. That will earn you the points for the level that you get. So your final score will be the levels plus that bonus, and whoever has the most points wins. And of course, I've already got an expansion built in. It's very important that I do that.
Of course.
But I'm going to need to refer to Barely Balanced and have them be my my consultants, because we're going to add fire to this game. I have no idea how. Maybe we have like a ring of death that's lit on fire that you flick the meeple through for the human cannonball. I don't know. Perhaps the age limit on the game will increase with the expansion. It's like only for 21 or over. I don't know. But we'll see how that all works. But that is my game, The Greatest Show on Earth.
I'm excited about all the lawsuits that you are about to get served.
I mean, I think Barely Balanced wants their name on this one. I'm sure you'd want to be attached to this project. Barely Balanced presents The Greatest Show on Earth.
Okay, think of the most minor celebrity you could think of. And then endorse that.
Yes, please. Please tell me.
The insurance company.
I'll do is on the box, it'll have a quote from you guys. It'll be like, it's a game, Barely Balanced. Nothing that's like a good quote.
What about just, John Lovitz presents?
Yes. Well, David, after John Lovitz. He always He does kind of look like a ringmaster. He's always looked like he needs to be in a big coat and a top hat,
like
John Lovitz.
Like a sweaty, sweaty ringmaster.
So at this point, do you guys have any questions about these, what I must call, fantastic game pitches?
Contractually, he must call them fantastic game pitches. I have so many questions. Oh my gosh. I have lots of judgments too, so, you know, don't think these questions are going to be easy.
You're starting to sound like our parents.
Yes, how many college degrees did you have to make these games? My first question is for Ryan. You mentioned that the dinosaurs come in different sizes. Would you mind describing to me how beautiful the small-sized dinosaur is?
A small-sized dinosaur is very luxurious. Small-sized dinosaur moisturizes a lot. Because of the scales, you know, so good, healthy routine. So
the small size moisturizes a lot. I'm just trying to imagine like a dinosaur with like a giant bottle of lotion, just like and like rolling in it. That's pretty much what I'm imagining.
Just coconut everywhere. Just all the coconut oil.
This is the aloe verasaurus.
Nailed it.
So with this Meeples game, which is obviously going to be coming with a small canister of kerosene.
Yes.
Could the Meeples also be flammable just to ensure that everybody burns their house down?
Yes, I'm imagining, like, these are the acrobats. How do we make it harder to stack them? What? The base of Meeples on fire! That gets you bonus points.
Now with 100% more arson!
Yes. Recommended that you play outside.
Oh.
In a forest of some sort.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So dinosaur game, I love that you didn't mention, like, what types of dinosaurs they're going to be. So I'm imagining that they're all T-Rexes. They just are going through varying stages of unhealthiness.
That's exactly right. They're just different sized T-Rexes. And the small one is just, like, really timid. It's kind of like the Chihuahua of T-Rexes.
I'm imagining now a lady in Beverly Hills with a tiny T-Rex in a purse just walking up and down. It's like, don't mind my T-Rex that I've got in this purse.
Rah, 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 rah.
That is exactly how they sound.
Yeah.
And could there be one T-Rex who skipped leg day but has huge tiny arms?
Yes.
I like the idea that it, like, roided up on its tail. Like, for some reason, it's got one tail exercise machine.
It's got a beefy tail.
Just a giant tail. We'll call that the Kardashiosaurus.
Yes. And it kicks people like a kangaroo. Oh, my gosh.
So, from a pure, like, I would buy it simply to mess with my friends while they did their best to achieve the end goal. I'm loving this Meeples idea. I love the idea of somebody trying to stack these things while I am just annoyingly blowing Cheeto breath across them and their items.
Yes, that's the challenge we don't even mention is that. And that's just like real life. I know when you guys are trying to do your stuff, there are people blowing Cheeto breath on you up on stage. Like, just standing there at the edge of the stage. I've seen it each time.
It's true, We saw a video of the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, and they had, like, a dancer, and we thought, let's do that, but better.
They asked the people in the crowd, who has had the most Funyuns today?
Did anyone here consume more than two turkey legs?
Did anybody eat onion rings enough that they regret it, and will they stand here and breathe on us?
Awesome. So if we are to say that you are making an official judgment, is the official judgment for greatest show on earth, the Dangerous Meeple game?
Oh my gosh. I would say, based on the idea that, I really liked the dinosaur game when I thought that the other players had to eat the cards. I thought that was a bold choice and I was into it. But then it didn't happen and I was a little skeptical
sad.
The first game printed on saltines.
Revolutionary! And then the Meeples game sounds like something that we already do when we have had a couple of cocktails because we like to make up dumb games. And so It's just, it would facilitate the absurdity that we already want to achieve. And I enjoy that it takes our dumbness to the next level, involving props and other, and animals, apparently, that are just laying around our own house.
I like, too, that there's an added game of, will you ruin your feet when you step on random meeples 2 weeks later that are flung all around the house?
Most certainly. I'm imagining now the Lion Tamer is its own expansion, and it comes with a cat. Like, there's a cat in the box.
Yes.
It'd be Schrodinger's expansion pack.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Sold exclusively at animal shelters.
Well, Ryan, I think then I am going to claim victory on this one with the greatest show on Earth.
It's pretty clear. I mean, the greatest show on Earth gives you thrills, chills, spills, fire. I mean, it is the greatest show on Earth.
And on probably comes with Hugh Jackman?
Yes.
Yeah.
It comes with Hugh Jackman, yes.
So that'll do it for this episode. So you guys, where can people find out more about Barely Balanced and find where you guys are on tour?
So you can find like way more than you should know about us by finding us at barelybalanced.com or on Facebook or Instagram at Barely Balanced. We put up so many weird pictures and videos.
And then we will be in Arizona at the Arizona Renaissance Festival, which is just on the east side of Phoenix, during the month of February and March.
That's
sweet.
Awesome. Are you
and it's
coming
not
back-
too far away from Georgia time.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you coming back to Georgia?
Georgia, April and May with the Georgia Renaissance Festival.
Woo-hoo!
Where you can excellent. Watch people do acrobatics while eating deep-fried Coca-Cola.
Yes.
It's pretty awesome.
So that'll do it for this episode of the show. And until next time, oh, by the way, vote on your favorite pitch. Go over to facebook.com/oneboardfamily. Vote for the next 7 days on your favorite pitch. Will it be Prehistoric Circus or The Greatest Show on Earth? And until next time, we will see you at the table.
Punchboard Media,
where we all
bring something
to the table.
Pull up a chair
at punchboardmedia.com.